For many years, hers was the voice that you turned on in the mornings and things just got instantly more sunshiny and warm. She returns to us now, a published author. Good morning, Mel D, and welcome back to Power FM.
Oh, good morning. It's so lovely to join you again. I miss my Power FM family.
Oh, we miss you as well.
Yeah, and look, I've only met you a handful of times, Mel, but joining in on that bandwagon, it's so nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're one of those people, Mel, that just does it all. I feel like you're highly talented and you've thought, yeah, let's just write a book. It is absolutely beautiful. It's called Azura, The Dragons of Plentia. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a book about a little girl called Melody who is celebrating her fifth birthday. And as she blows out the candles on her cake, she makes a big wish because she's also suffering from cancer. So her little life is not exactly the way she wants it to be. She just wants to go to school and be like all the other kids. But of course, with all the treatments that you have with cancer, that is sometimes impossible when you're going through it. And that's the situation for her. And anyway, what ends up happening is she gets the most amazing gift from her parents, and that is in the form of a dragon, and the dragon Azura, who helps her to become strong and to heal.
Oh, I love it so much.
So beautiful.
You're obviously a former educator, Mel. I'm the same, and I am so deeply passionate about picture books, and they also provide a great platform for representation in lots of different ways. In this case, it's for, you know, sick youth, which, you know, isn't necessarily the cheeriest subject. For you, I mean, you're always finding positive energy in the darkest of spaces. How do you draw that out in this book?
Well, I was really lucky because when I wrote the story, I was going through chemotherapy. So I would write it when I was lying in bed, basically. Mm-hmm. And I really visualised the pictures, the illustrations, to be bright and vibrant and happy. And there's only one artist I could think of, and that's Donna Sharam, who is an unbelievable artist. I think her art is just happiness. That's what it is. She spreads joy with her art, and it's full of colour. And so I reached out to her, and initially she said no, because she's not an illustrator, she's an artist.
All right.
But thankfully, after reading the story, she changed her mind. And Donna Sharam has done the most fabulous job of the illustrations in the book. I couldn't be happier. It's so vibrant and colourful and happy. And I think it speaks to the story as well, which is a story about trying to lift your vibration. I'm delighted that I was able to convince her with the story to do the illustrations for me.
It is a book that absolutely jumps off the shelves. I actually saw it myself at Wallace recently and thought, oh my God, that's Mel's book. It's just, it is so stunning. And as you touched on there as well, Damon, I think it's really powerful that this book gives kids that are unwell hope. And it's a story that makes you feel good when you read it. And it's not the type of picture book where it's, you know, two sentences on a page. It's quite an in-depth story. Was that always the plan?
Yeah, and that's where it's probably a little bit different. And I've had a few people mention that to me. It's not your general picture book that you can just buy for a kid and then, you know, they read it by themselves in their bedroom. It's actually designed for you to read it with a child. I think it's a picture book for adults as well. It's, I think, why not? Why can't adults have picture books, right?
Absolutely, yes. Preach.
So that was my intention. And so, no, you're right, Molly. It's got quite a few words to each page. And what has happened with some of my littler readers is, particularly those that are learning to read, is they might read it out loud to their parent, but their parent will be with them, and they'll treat it a little bit like a novel. You don't have to do it all in one go. You can read a page or two and then put it aside and have a discussion about what issues that brought up. And this is for healthy kids too, because this is a book about how you can just reach within you no matter what you're going through. Maybe you've got a really hard test at school, or maybe, I don't know, you've had a fight with your best friend. Whatever's difficult in your life, you can always reach within and find that inner strength to help you overcome anything.
And I think it's so cool to have a symbol like the dragon, which is mystical and fun.
Powerful.
And yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I can just see, you know, kids in the schoolyard saying, I'm going to be a dragon today. Like, I'm going to get through this. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it came about because I was having chemotherapy and radiotherapy at one point, and that's when I just needed something, because the radiotherapy, of course, feels like a burning sensation. It literally does burn you. And so I needed something positive for my mind to cope with that pain. And I just thought, oh, I've got a dragon and it's burning away the cancer. And it was such a great, powerful tool that I used. I thought, well, why not use that, you know, as a tool in a book?
Mel, I know you. You're not just going to sit on your hands now that you've got this book out. You're probably milling away on 100 different ideas for where to take this series. Are you writing number two, number three? What are you doing?
There's five books that I've got planned out.
Amazing.
I'm writing number two. And Donna and I are actively searching for a publisher at the moment, because it's a lot of work doing this all by yourself.
Yeah.
We're self-published with this one. So, yes, we just need that little bit of help to get it out in the world. But it's exciting and it's so much fun. Every time I send a page to Donna, she comes back with an illustration. We both jump up and down and we're like little kids.
That's so cool. Sounds like it's really a, you know, collaborative process for the both of you. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see book number two. It's going to be such a beautiful thing for kids to learn from. And as you've said, adults as well.
Yeah, book number two is going to be about... Zura has two siblings. She has Asha and Luca. And so book number two is going to be Luca, the boy dragon, finding his person. And it's a little bit of a different story to Azura, but it's about another dragon.
Oh, it just puts a giant smile on my face, Mel. If you were to get along and support a local author and one that we love so much, Azura is available at Wallers in Mount Barker. I have just looked online. It's on Booktopia as well, if you like doing a little bit of online shopping there. So look around. You'll absolutely be able to find it. Mel, listen, I mean, just having you back on the station, this is your home. We are, just everyone listening, your family. So thank you so much. And, I mean, we're happy to celebrate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And if you want to check out Donna's art, just go to her website. You can also buy Azura there, donnasharam.com.au. And for those of you who live in Nan, we've got a few copies down at the post office to buy.
Oh,
bloody lovely.
This is so wholesome.
Azura, the Dragons of Plenty is the book. The person behind it, of course, is the wonderful Mel D. Dizeldi. Thank you so much for joining us, Mel.
Thank you.